Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're tackling something that's been debated for centuries. Do full moons really have the power to make people go a little nuts?
Ooh, full moons and freakouts.
That's right.
I like that.
We've got a fascinating excerpt titled, Full Moons and Freakouts. Is there any truth to the lunar madness? And we're going to dissect it to separate the facts from the fiction.
Okay.
You know, it wouldn't be a deep dive without us getting a little, well, deep.
Right.
So, are you ready to uncover the truth about lunar lunacy?
I am so ready. Let's do it.
All right. So, let's start with the basics. I mean, we've all heard the stories, right?
Yeah.
People acting strangely, ERs overflowing,
yeah.
The police scanners going haywire.
Yeah.
All because of a full moon.
Mm.
There's this kind of cultural fascination with the idea that full moons can unleash some kind of primal instinct.
Oh, yeah.
Even the word lunatic has its roots in this belief.
But totally. And it's not just folklore. I mean, you think about it, like werewolves, right?
Exactly. The whole werewolf thing.
Classic full moon imagery.
Yeah. Transforming under the light of the full moon.
Yeah.
It's been around for ages. But, you know, stories are one thing. What does science actually have to say about this whole full moon frenzy?
All right. So get this. Studies have actually tried to find a connection between full moons and things like hospital admissions.
Oh, interesting.
Crime rates, even psychological disturbances.
Okay.
And they've come up empty.
Really?
Yeah, there's this one study that analyzed over 20 years, of police records. And guess what?
What?
Absolutely no spike in crime rates during full moons.
So there's no scientific evidence to back up this idea of lunar lunacy.
Well, that's the thing, right? The data just doesn't support it.
That's fascinating. So why do we still cling to these beliefs?
Yeah.
It's not like people just randomly started associating full moons with weird
things. Right. So here's where the psychology of it all comes in.
Okay.
I think we're seeing a combination of things. Confirmation bias and the enduring power of storytelling.
Mm. Those are powerful forces.
Right. Basically, if you believe something's true, you're more likely to notice and remember instances that confirm that belief.
Like if I believe full moons cause chaos, I'm going to blame a fender bender on the full moon instead of my own bad driving.
Exactly.
Okay, I see what you mean.
And then you might tell that story. Someone else might tell a similar story.
Yeah.
And pretty soon it feels like everyone has a full moon story to share.
Oh, I get it.
Even though statistically, these events are no more common during a full moon.
It's like our brains are wired to look for patterns.
I think so.
Even when they might not actually exist.
And we love a good story, right?
We do.
Those vivid memories get passed down and amplified over time.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's like those werewolf myths,
yeah.
Fun as they are. They add to this idea that the full moon unleashes something primal in us.
It's a compelling narrative.
Yeah.
Even if it's not scientifically accurate.
Right.
It's a good reminder to be critical of the information we consume. Just because something's widely believed.
Yeah.
Or repeat it often, doesn't make it true.
Exactly.
Even if it's mostly in our heads. Is it possible there are some subtle effects we haven't fully measured yet?
Okay, now you're getting into it. That's the million-dollar question. I mean, think about it. The moon's gravitational pull is strong enough to control the tides.
That's true.
Right. So could it maybe, possibly, have some kind of subtle influence on us?
That we just haven't been able to detect yet.
Yeah, who knows?
That's a good point. So are we letting our imaginations run wild when it comes to the full moon?
I don't think so. I think it's about approaching these age-old beliefs with a healthy dose of skepticism and a curious mind.
Okay, so be skeptical, but stay open-minded.
Yeah, exactly. Just because we haven't found conclusive evidence doesn't mean something is definitively false.
It's a good reminder that there's still so much
we
don't know about the universe and our place in it. Maybe, just maybe. Some of those ancient tales hold a grain of truth waiting to be uncovered.
I like that.
It's exciting to think about.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So the next time there's a full moon, take a moment to really observe. Are people acting differently?
Yeah.
Or is it just the power of suggestion?
Right. Maybe. Just maybe. There are some subtle effects we haven't fully grasped yet.
It's definitely worth pondering.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Until next time, keep looking up. And stay curious.